Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Jake from State Farm. I may have told her server you give her the Rogers rate for her insurance.
Well, that's just fine, considering the Rogers rate isn't real.
Yeah, but I'm sure you gotta probably pull some strings or something, you know.
Look, there's no string. Here's the deal. State Farm offers everyone surprisingly great rates.
Hey, we're in. Get the Rogers rate.
Oh, did you guys want some?
When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
This is a product of WBNN, and this is Trenton Mix Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. All right, you guys, I'm excited about tonight. I feel like, honestly, it feels like it's been forever since the last show. Before I talk about the dedication to my show, let me just go on and you know, shout out my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every show, I God is the premise. He's my foundation. He's the reason why I go so hard. I wouldn't even be able to be on this phone right now, you guys, without the grace and mercy and the strength of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's been bringing me through. I've been having a lot of up and down days, I'm not going to lie. Some days where I'm just like, God, why? You know, why is all of this is happening? But I was reminded today when I was reading in Job, when Job's friend basically was trying to tell him, like, yo, you doing this? This is why God is doing this. So basically, like, he was trying to tell Job, like, you have sin in your life. You need to repent. You get what I'm saying? And turn to God. What he didn't realize was he was given truth, but in his truth, it was misguided information that didn't apply to what Job was going through. So I realized that sometimes we may feel in our heart that we have the best intentions for people, but we don't always know what's best for people. And we don't always know. Sometimes we just don't know. You get what I mean? And it just taught me, you know, when I was reading a lot of that stuff is, I remember last year when my brother got killed, I thought to myself later on, like when I was talking to people, I thought to myself, God, why would you allow this to happen to me when I'm out here serving you and there's people out here that's not serving you? So when I was reading the story of Job and his friend was telling them, you know, to turn away, what he didn't realize and what I realized in that moment that I can't, just because I put good out there, right, or just because I'm serving God, it does not mean that God isn't a good God, and it doesn't mean that because I'm going through so much in my life right now, it doesn't mean that he doesn't care about me. So oftentimes when life is life, and we then begin to think that God still isn't good because we wonder, like, why all of this bad stuff is happening. So I had to, by reading them passages, I had to realize that God is still a good God, regardless of all the stuff that I'm going through personally. He's still a good guy, and I have to hold on to the word, even when sometimes I don't understand, even when sometimes I don't know if I'm coming or going. I have to stay true, and I got to stay ten toes down to my Lord and Savior. So anybody, you feel me, whatever you're going through, I always say this on my show or whatever, like, just try Jesus. Listen, I done tried alcohol, party. I have done things in my life that I ain't proud of. I still fall short of the glory of God. I'm not perfect. But just try Jesus. You get what I'm saying? Like, just give him your whole heart. Give him a chance. You know, before I gave my life back to God, I still wasn't doing everything that I was supposed to do. I still was going to church, still living in the world, you know. And so one day I decided, like, I can't do this no more. Like, I can't be out here treating God like a side piece. I got to give you my whole heart. I got to give you my whole life. And it was a process. But you come to him, you do your part, you know, he'll do his part. So I say all to say, just because life is life and things are happening, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that you're not favored. You get what I'm saying? So keep the faith. I want to dedicate this show to my beautiful stepmother. About two shows ago, I had asked my listeners and my viewers to pray for me and to pray for my stepmother who was in the hospital. She raised me at the age of 3 years old up until now, that I'm 34 now. And just August the 29th, I actually went to Texas for about 5 days, and I was debating in my spirit, should I go? Because they were saying that she was coming down to her last days. And some of my family members, they weren't too happy that I was going to go take a trip, but I needed to just reset. And once I came back from Houston, I went to the hospital, and then hours later, she died. And the next day, I didn't know she had passed until my sister had let me know that she had transitioned. And I thought to myself, I was so grateful to God that he allowed me to see her. So it almost seemed to me that she was waiting for me, for her to pass, you know, and it really meant a lot to me. Ultimately, cause, you know, God allowed that to happen. It would have ate me up inside had I would have left, you know, in Texas and she would have passed, but literally got off the plane. When I got to the hospital later, literally hours later, she was gone. Before I get into my show, you know, with my guest, I just want to let anybody know, I've been really on this thing about forgiveness lately. My stepmother wasn't my biological mother. And growing up, I looked at her as a stepmom. I never looked at my stepmom as a mother. It wasn't until she really got sick, which is unfortunate. And don't get me wrong, we had a good relationship. But it wasn't until she really got sick where I started realizing, like, wow, she really was like a mom. Because I always had a mom. So I never looked at her as a mom, but when she was passing, that's when I started realizing, like, all the things that she did for me, all the projects she worked on, the times she talked to me, you know, the times, just all the things that we've been through. And I'm like, wow, she was mom, you know, and it's no disregard to my real mother, but she was another mother, and it takes a village to raise a child. So I say all that to say, like, if you got a mom still out here, you got a dad, you got family, brother, sister, cousin, whoever. It's time to bring the family together. I was just laughing with my sister, you know, before I got on this call, but I feel like it's true. Like, sometimes, like, I'm that person in my family where I feel like, if y'all ever remember seeing the scene of the little boy off of Soul Food, and he basically was just like, he was crying, he was getting emotional, everybody was fighting, and he was just like, Big Mama just want us to get together and have Sunday dinner. And I feel like that sometimes within my family. And I just want to see my family coming together, you know. And it's hard sometimes when I come on these radio shows and I'm trying to be inspirational and I want people to know who God is, when deep down inside, sometimes I feel like I can't even really save my own family. So that hurts, you know. But I just do what I can do, and I just allow God to lead me. And so if you have a mother or a father or somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time, please make it right with people. It doesn't mean that you have to reconcile. Maybe people that wronged you, God will tell you to reconcile with those people. And maybe sometimes, you know, you won't reconcile, but that you'll forgive and that you'll allow people that you'll break off those chains of unforgiveness, because we're giving away our power to people, you know. And me personally, I know what it's like to have unforgiveness. I know what it's like to walk in a room, have my nose turned up and my face look at the opposite side because I don't want to see certain people. And I don't want to be like that. And that's not who I am, but I've been there. And I know what it feels like. And I know sometimes people hurt us, you know, but forgiveness is so important. And in all actuality, if we don't forgive people, people won't forgive us. So as my stepmother took her last days, one of the things that I told my stepmother was, while she couldn't speak, she had a trach in her throat. And I had told her, you forgive everybody that hurt you, you know. My father had remarried, that killed her inside. I said, forgive. My brother had got murdered, that killed her inside. I said, told her, you got to forgive, you know. Like, my stepmother's actual father murdered her mother. And I said, forgive. Forgive the people who raised you. Forgive everybody. Ask God to clean your heart, you know, and ask God to just save you. And all I remember is in those last couple of weeks of her living, you know, in that moment, she just closed her eyes. And I saw her thinking, you know, she couldn't speak. But in my heart, I felt like she was making peace with God. Do you guys remember that? The two thieves that was on the cross, and I'm about to go to the next track, and then after that, I'll have my guest come on, where one of the guys, he was on the cross, basically. He was mimicking God. He was a thief. But if you remember the other person on the cross or whatever who was a thief, he realized that his sins had caused him to be there. And basically, it was so a couple of words that he said to Jesus, but one of the things that he asked Jesus was to remember him. And I say that a lot of chance that I get, I just want God to remember me. So it's my prayer that even though I can never pray anybody into heaven, my prayer, my hope is that where my stepmother, you know, before she left this earth and transitioned to wherever she went, either heaven, hell, I don't know, that she made her peace with the Lord. And I really believe in my heart that she did make the peace with the Lord. So just forgive. And, yes, just forgive, forgive, forgive. All right, you guys? So track next by international legend, Brother O.
Been so good, he been so good, good. He's been so, so good. He's been so good, he been so good, he been so good to me. He's been so good. Oh, oh, oh.
You are so beautiful. Catch me straight out that funeral. Ooh. I can't wait to see your eyes one day. I've been thinking about it, and it's a blessing just to think that I can think about it. I know some people been searching and so they drank about it. But for the cup I drink from will never run.
This what my life on. Ask for a life vest. He said, son, this is lifelong. Holy Spirit driven. How to learn to keep the bright sun. Putting God in a box like seeing Shaq with some tights on. Why I been loosened by the grip of the python. I shed skin, new hymns. I got Christ on.
Here is your holiness, Lord.
Sitting on this plane could be my last breath, but I ain't scared of death, cause I got my God in me. And if I die today, I know he did his job with me. And I still lift up your name, cause
you are so beautiful. Here is your holiness, Lord.
With Georgia. Yeah. From Brunch with Georgia, y'all. My man, who I know personally, a young man that is doing great things in the gospel world. His name is Halsey, okay? And a shout out to my man. I told you I'm going to play your track tonight, man. And I hope he calls in because I did talk to him this morning. And there you go. Dedicated to your stepmom, my main man, Halsey, from Brunch with Georgia. Yeah.
Wow, thank you for that, Brother O, for that song. I really appreciate it. And even my listeners or whatever that's out there, you know, I was just talking about forgiveness. And I also want to let you guys know, whatever, if you can, please send some prayers up for me. This is one of the hardest things so far that I had to go through. I've never lost a parent before. So I'm okay, you guys. Some days I'm not okay, but I know that I'm going to be okay. And so just pray for me. You know what I'm saying? Just pray for my strength in the Lord and pray that I stay focused with my relationship with God. Hopefully I don't sound all over the place or whatever. I've just been trying to get my thoughts together and everything like that. So, but I wanted to introduce you guys to my guest. His name is Charles. I wanted to, like I do on every show, I love to give my guests their flowers. You know, Charles is somebody and we'll talk about it, somebody that I met out of the L.A. group. He's actually based out of Indiana. And we just connect. And I respect him as a man, as a believer. I'm just really, really grateful that he's a part of my life, and he holds me accountable. He prays with me. He encourages me. I encourage him. I pray with him when he needs to. And I'm really, really grateful to God for him. You know, like God knew what I needed. You feel me? In this brotherhood, you know, that I've been able to acquire in these last couple months from my trip from LA. So welcome, Charles.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Brother Richard. Thank you.
I'm excited, Brother Richard. So I'm excited, Charles, to really, really have you on. You know, we had did a live like a couple of weeks ago, and we just got on there and we dived right in. We talked about so many things. For anybody that don't know, you know, I had went to L.A. back in April, and I didn't know why I was going out there. I wasn't going out there for business. I just felt like I needed to go out there. Anybody know that been following me, I've always said that I've always wanted to live in California. R.I.P. to, I think, the rapper, I think it's PBN Rock. I don't know his name, but I had just saw a couple minutes ago that he passed. He got murdered in L.A. or whatever. So I'm like, there's a lot going on in L.A., so my condolences to his family and his fans. I just want to see the killing stop. So, you know, when I see that type of stuff, Charles, it just makes me always go back to my brother. You know, it makes me just go back to, like, why are we killing each other? So, but anyway or whatever, just RP to his family, to him and his family, his fans. And so I went to L.A., I went out there, I had a good time, walked into church, make a long story short, got connected to a men's group, and this is how I met Charles. And I didn't know that I was going to click with him, you get what I'm saying? But I did. It came out of nowhere when I was able to just start being transparent and opening myself up. And me and him just clicked, and we just clicked ever since. And he's literally become my spiritual brother, and we're developing a friendship, you know? So I'm really, really excited. The other day or whatever, like, so I just want to know from you, you know, being a young man, a black man, like, what, like, where were you in your life that made you say, you know what, like, God, I'm ready. Like, Jesus, I'm ready to, like, have a relationship with you. Like, what was that point in your life?
The point in my life where that really happened, it was more of a life or death situation. I was in a situation where I was under a very serious and very real demonic attack. And, you know, I had to cry out, but I didn't, in my head at the time, I didn't think to cry out to the Lord. You know, I was pretty far away from him at that time, but I knew somebody who was close to him, who could intercede on my behalf, essentially, who I've had spiritual experiences like that with. And so I had called my aunt, and apparently the whole thing was a miracle. Apparently her phone was on Do Not Disturb when I called her phone. So it wasn't even supposed to ring, but it rang anyway, and she picked up. And I told her what all was going on and what was happening, and she had prayed for me. She had asked me three questions. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Yes. Do you believe that he died on the cross for all of our sins? Yes. And then do you believe that he rose from the dead on the third day with all power in his hands over heaven and earth? Yes. And I remember her saying, Lord, you heard him. And at that very moment, he delivered me from what I was about to be, basically what my life was about to be taken from. I would have to fill in the whole story, but like this is just the premise that at that very instant he had delivered me. You know, the hand of God was on my life. You know, I got out of that situation. That happened on May 10th, 2021, and from that point on, my life progressed, and I would eventually end up moving in with my aunt. And, you know, working on my walk with Christ and developing a relationship with him, you know, through her teaching me. And ever since then, honestly, I've been learning I think that's the main thing. Being a babe in Christ is still a learning process, but I've been learning at an accelerated rate with all of the things going on. But I tell you one thing, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back. He delivered me from a lot more than just death that night, and my life has not been the same since that night.
I love that, like, you know, when we went on our live a couple of weeks ago, and I love you just how transparent you are and how open you are. So we got a chance to talk about addiction. And I felt like when we got on our live or whatever, like it was a blessing. And I felt like every time we tried to get on the live, it was like something was messing up. And I'm like, man, the enemy don't want us, you know, to put this thing out there. And I felt like for me, you know, I personally never, you know, struggled with, you know, substance abuse as far as, like, drugs heavy, you know, like, maybe when I was, like, in middle school, I might have tried, like, marijuana or whatever, but I've never struggled with drugs. That's never been my thing. And there's so many young men and women that struggle with substance abuse, struggles with pills or powder or, you know, the lean and all of those other things. So when me and you began to talk and you got on that live and you talked to God, you began to tell everybody like how God or whatever like delivered you from pills and drugs, and I was just like, wow, you get what I mean? So can you tell me about, like, so of course I wanted you to tell me how you got to a place where you got delivered from drugs. But can you tell me, like, what was in your mind at the time, like, when it happened, like, what made you do it? Was it peer pressure? Was you trying to fit in? Like, did you just try it and you got addicted? Like, what made you, like get there, you know? Like, what was happening in your life at that time that make you say, okay, I'm gonna do drugs?
A lot of that. It wasn't peer pressure. It was definitely just trying to fit in. Not having a sense of identity was another piece of it. Also dealing with, you know, sexual immorality and, you know, sexuality issues was another piece of it. And then on top of that, just, you know, seeking a sensation or seeking a feeling or a rush. It was that kind of thing. Plus, I partied a lot as well. Like, that was mainly it. It was just the lifestyle that I was living. Of course, you know, it started with marijuana, and then it was, you know, take steps up from there, depending on what the crowd and who I was hanging with. And yeah, eventually it just got to a point where I was into, like, some of the more harder things, like the psychedelics and things of that nature. At which point I really began to mess with my mentality, and, you know, my mental health was really, really poor after a while. And then I reached a point where using those drugs, because I would also use them to my advantage in the realm of, like, you know, pursuing not a love interest, I guess, but, like, you know, pursuing sex in some form or another, not to, like, drug somebody, but, like, as in making it easier to talk to them or to break down those barriers, those social barriers, the social lubrication, you know, how people use alcohol as a social lubricant. So it was that kind of thing for me as well. But I had reached a point where that was no longer working for me in my life. Something had to change because it made the person I had become a very vile, very conniving, deceptive, and wicked person. And it really hits you hard when you run into people that are more wicked than you, that are better at that game than you are, that have intentions of taking you out. And so, you know, I had met my match, and I eventually realized I just needed to change my life as well. And so I just decided to, you know, slowly but surely repent of doing certain things, certain drugs, pursuing, you know, the adultery, the lust, the things of that nature that I was pursuing, and pull myself out. And it was when I was trying to pull myself out of all of that that the enemy decided that he was going to try to catch me up before I had finally pulled myself all the way out of it. And that was when I had the night that I had on May 10th where, you know, I almost lost my life through, you know, spiritual attack. And so that's more or less how I got addicted, and that's how I got pulled out of the addiction, because in my heart I had already decided that I wanted to give it up. And, you know, God hears, he can very well hear our hearts just as well as he can hear our voice. And so that was a part of me being delivered from those addictions as well, because I really didn't want to pick up any of that stuff anymore.
How long was
the last
it for,
thing
like,
I had
how long
down
for,
out all of it was drinking.
How long was it? And then we're going to take a track next. I just want to ask you, like, how long was the addiction? Like, how long were you in it?
I believe it really, okay, so, because I was in the military from 2010, 2016, so it really took off by the end of 2015, into 2016. That was when, you know, my drug addiction started to really take off. Once I was out of the military, I was free to do whatever I wanted. So, yeah, around 2016 was really when it kicked off, and, you know, it just went from there.
Oh, okay. So, all right, we're gonna pick up, all right. Track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
And I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7. And thing is, I'm already covered in blood. Rocking in love, it's for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like to drown in my problems. But God came and threw me the rope. Can't wait to look in his eyes. All of my life I've been battling lies. I found the truth and took off my disguise. Come from my head, I still live for the prize. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I was in the city going down trying to blow. Everything changed when I learned to let it go. Hopping on stage, I ain't in it for the show. Only got one life, so I gotta let them know. Talk about real, I seen a man told bad hill. I seen a woman drooling out the mouth. I seen the demons in the cast it out. I seen my brother throw his toe vape in the lake. Seen smooth heel from the dark. I seen the spirit change my own heart. Can't tell it all, but this is a good start. First thought is that I listen to is Elvis. Think about my life and I don't wanna die selfish. Living helpless like no one else is enough for me. Wanna walk with God, you gotta walk with some good company. Not the ones that build your company, reach don't come for me. I found a real good thing, not just when I feel good thing. Yeah, the spirit lead me when I'm living out my day. Help me see it when I'm going my own way. I got love for the cane, love for the gang, love for my father. You can take everything, even the pain, works for your honor. Honor, honor, honor her. Yeah, yeah. This is my story, yeah. But you write it for me. Lord, please remind me that it's all for your glory. It's all for your glory, 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 glory. It's all for your glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory to God.
All right, and we are back or whatever. So before we get back, we have a caller in queue, all right? So caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Can you hear me? This is
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi, Richard and Charles. This is Marcus. I'm from El Paso, Texas.
What's up, Brother Marcus?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Well, before you log off or whatever, like, so Brother Marcus is another guy, a spiritual brother that I met also from the LA men's group. And so it's just amazing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just telling them, like, it's amazing how, you know, we all in this men's group. And Brother Marcus, do anybody know, like, the information, like, if somebody wanted to, like, join the men's group, like, if anybody's listening, do any one of y'all know how they would link up to that?
Yes, they would want to go to, so they would want to go first to YouTube, and they want to look up Andrew F. Carter on YouTube. He does coffee and prayer every morning at 8:30 Eastern time, so 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and he will provide the information to either the men's group or to the women's group, you know, for whomever it is that would like to find fellowship with other Christians.
Yes, and they have a men's group and they have a women's group or whatever. So the men's group is fire. Marcus, before you leave or whatever, like, I wanted to know, like, how do you feel about the men's group overall?
You know what? It's an amazing group of men. You know, we can get on there and we can share our testimonies. You know, if we're called to do so, but I do believe it's a safe place, you know, for Christians to go, you know, the men's group, of course. And, you know, again, a place to share your faith and to share, you know, testimonies. And I really enjoy being there and hearing from other men, you know, who have similar past, or even the ones that, even the ones that don't, you know, just hearing their experiences with the Lord. And it's so powerful.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brother Marcus. Hopefully this won't be the last time. Maybe one day you can come on as a guest.
Thank you, bro.
Have a good night and keep listening if you don't mind. So Charles, we got another caller. So let's check out that caller. Caller two, who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Clever One. One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, calling to tap in, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I want to congratulate you, Ricardo. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? On your WBNN all-time connection record, my man. You know what I'm saying? With your ninth all-time, third consecutive. You know what I'm saying? With the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship on another late Hall of Famer, my man. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations, brother. You're killing it on the ratings. You're killing it on the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Keep it up. Keep up the good work, man. You know what I'm saying? But listen, while I'm on here, right, you know, I want to say some encouraging words for those, you know what I'm saying, who are the God-fearing. You know what I'm saying? You know, we want to pay attention to these things very close and carefully, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't all about whatever the prohibitions are. It's, you know, we leave off the prohibitions, you know what I'm saying? However, there are commands that are being left off as well, folks. So remember, there's the flip side of the coin is not only just abstaining and refraining from the prohibitions and the things that's forbidden. You know what I'm saying? Verily, you have to pay attention to the things that are commanded to you as well, because the lack of fulfilling the commands is what brings these calamities and misfortunes and these hardships as well. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that was just some slick Rick jewelry for the night. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, mm-hmm. One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you get your food smacked out of your hand in a cheesesteak line. Check your satellites.
Listen, shout out to Philly. My pop's from Philly. You know, I got my whole dad's side from Philly. So I always have love in my heart for Philly. Yeah, I love Philly, definitely. I had a lot of fun in Philly about my former days. But we got another caller. Caller number three, who are you and where are you calling from?
Miss Automatic Charismatic, calling from Virginia.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm calling to show some love and support.
I
waited to time in because I was trying to get a feeling for the show, see what the show was about before I say anything, you know. But, I heard some great jewels, you know, so... I mean, is this a like an inspirational type show or?
I guess you could say. I mean, I talk about all kind of things. I mean, the premise for me, my foundation, of course, is about God. But we talk about so many different things, you know, like, you know, now and even with, you know, Charles or whatever, we're talking about how he overcame addiction, you know, by his relationship with God and his family members helping him out and all of those things. So yeah, it's definitely, I would say, inspirational. And, you know, I haven't had like a label like on the show. To me, it's really about healing for me, like me wanting to see people heal, wanting to see people get a relationship with Christ, you know. I'm tired of seeing people hurting around me. You know what I mean? So if I could just try to help in any way, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm, this is what this show all about.
Well, I do a lot of my spirituality through poetry, and you know, the one thing I would say about as far as being inspired is once you've been bullied in my younger days and been told what I could not do. And being teased a lot and being just put down, but you never let that be considered a weapon. Prosper.
Right.
When God says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's all of the things that went against you. All the people that tried to drag your name in the mud. All the people that want to just discourage you to be at your best. So when you are free and say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, then you are just taking another level up. And everything that tries to take you down, it stays down, but it doesn't stay. You don't stay down with it. And that's a level of prosperity. So that's where I've been. I've been in the land of prosperity. I had to go through that storm so I could grow. I never feel like, you know, what woe is me. When I was young, I felt that. But I felt like as I became a strong man of God and just believe that he directs me to the right path, that I had to go through that so I could be strengthened in my mind that what went against me shall perish.
Amen.
Well, it's like, yeah, never be afraid of the storm. Never be afraid of the storm that you're going through or have you already been through. Don't. And it sometimes it requires some tears. But let those be the tears of joy, not the tears of, well, I would tell people, don't let tears be the tears of committing suicide. Let those tears be the tears of you tried to put me down. You tried to make sure I did not grow. but look at me now. Make sure those, that's the tears that you want, because it's been a long journey.
Right. Wow, that's beautiful. Like, I'm just listening to you right now, and I'm just like, you know, I'm taking in everything that you're saying, because you know what I mean? Like, I need to dare that. You get what I mean? So the word says iron sharpens iron. So I really appreciate, like, everything that you're saying, because I'm taking it into my spirit right now. I think Brother O wanted to chime in. So,
well, first of all, I gotta say this right now. This man here, all the numbers that we do and everything that we have accomplished was a conversation in 2017. Remember that, Mr. Automatic Charismatic? And, you know,
yes,
a lot of times, you know, I run my business. And I said, man, I don't think we can do that. He said, man, if you listen to me, I understand what we can do. And he was my web designer, and doing what we do, we'll grow this business. This young man here, Mr. Larry Shepherd, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, helped me to garner international fame in listenership, this one man here. And I have to give props where props are due. We all need help from time to time. No great man is greater than the people that surround him, the people who advise him. And I'm really, really thankful to the Almighty Creator for Mr. Larry Shepherd, Mike Tyson on the mic, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Thank you so much, man, for what you did for me. And, you know, and I want the whole international world to know what this man means to me, because you won't know unless I tell you. And I'm out.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that word, man. It really was needed. I definitely appreciate it. Before I get into the next question with Charles, I wanted to say something that I was saying earlier about sometimes in life when I was talking about the story of Job and his friend telling him he was telling him, like, I feel like it's a saying that just because somebody want what's best for you, that doesn't mean people always know what's best for you. So as his best friend is telling him all of these things, it was truth, but it was misled truth because it didn't apply to what Job was going through. And sometimes in our lives or whatever, we need to recognize what voices are we listening to. You get what I mean? Are those voices overriding the voice of God, you know? That's why every now and then, at least I try to do a couple of days out of, at least twice a week, I go sit in the park and I just center myself and I turn off. I try to just not be bothered with the phone so much. And I just sit, and I just sit in solitude, and I pray, and I center myself back, you know, in God, because sometimes or whatever, it may be hard for God to speak to us when we, so much time we're in our phones, and we're at work, and we're handling business, we're doing all of these things that in the end, when we leave here, it's not going to matter how much money I had in my bank. It's not going to matter how many trips I went to. It's not going to matter so much the thing, the awards or the things that I've achieved, the degree that I got, all of that stuff ain't going to matter. What's going to matter in the end is when I stand before God and give an account for the things that I've done in this life, what did I do with Jesus? You know, what did I do with his son, his free gift of salvation? What did I do? And for me, I'm excited about all of the things that God is doing in my life. You know, when I graduated from college, one of the, you know, first people to graduate with a bachelor's at the time, and my family, I was excited to break those generational curses, and I'm excited about the radio show. I'm excited about doing my last season of Hurt People. I was excited about becoming an actor. I'm excited about all of these things. But for me, if I don't have Jesus, I don't have nothing. You know, my prayer, and I pray that you guys pray this for me, is that I just want to remain humble, because even being here on this radio show with y'all, like, I sit back sometimes and think, like, this ain't supposed to happen to me. Like, the things that I've been through, where I come from, you know, the things that I've seen, you know, in my neighborhood. And for me to still be alive, to tell the story, you know, everybody don't get a chance to tell the story. And there's still so many stories that I have to tell in my writing, even so much more that you guys don't know about me, that in due time I'll talk more about it. But I'm just grateful for today. You know, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, you know, But I'm grateful for now. I'm grateful for this moment that there's millions of people having the opportunity to listen to me, you know. And I don't take this for granted at all. I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed to have it. And, again, if anything that my listeners take from me is that me is nothing super special about me, is that I want people, you know, when I go and I want to get to that. I know is a caller, and I just want to say this, caller, then I'm I want my daughter to bring you on. Is that when I go, you know, looking at my stepmom, being healthy, and then literally, you know, 5-year battle with cancer, and seeing her pass. She was only 55 years old. It made me realize, like, I'm going to have to travel this road. When I was 27 and I looked over in the casket and my best friend, my brother, you know, passed at 26 years old, I just had moments in my life where I'm just like, wow, like, this is going to happen to me one day. And for me, if anything, you know, what I want most for people to see of me is that when I go, is that people say, you know what, Ricardo, Richard, whatever y'all want to call me, is that he loved God. You know, he was a humble servant. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want. Not the money, the cars, the clothes, the success. All of that stuff is okay. But if I don't have God, if I don't have Christ, the center of my life, then I'm nothing. And trust and believe, sometimes it's hard to be a believer. Sometimes it's times where I want to throw in the weight, the towel. And I'm like, God, I'm done. But then something inside of me, like, it's like, just hold on a little bit longer, Richard. Just hold on a little bit longer. When I feel like sometimes my heart is breaking, you feel me? It's just like I feel like he's telling me, just hold on a little bit longer. I got you. So, again, I don't know what anybody's going through. You feel me? Just hold on a little bit longer and just put your trust in God. Put your trust in God. And my thing is, as I sit here and talk to y'all, like, it's hard. Some days get weary. Some days I don't know if I'm coming or going, but everything in me is just like, you got to trust God. You got to trust him. You get what I'm saying? Because God is everything, and God wants to be there for us. God loves us so much, but we got to understand that it's an evil spirit. It's a demonic spirit. It's a devil that's really wants us out here. He really want to kill us. And most of us in the world, we're out here playing with God. When God, like, listen, I want your whole heart, because we don't even know the blessings. It's not even about a blessing. You get what I'm saying? Because, and I always say this or whatever, is that I love God because at first I got saved because I was like, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. But as I begin to learn and have my relationship with God, it's because I love God. So even after this, after I had to literally, like, I couldn't even process what was going on, and we had to make the funeral arrangements. I've never been a part of that process. I've helped a little bit when my brother died, but my stepmother, me and my two brothers literally had to do everything. I actually did the eulogy at my grandma's, at my stepmother's funeral. Like, we had to do everything, you know? And I mean, not everything. My aunt cooked, and people helped, so I don't want to seem like that, but we had to do a lot of stuff. And it was hard because I felt like I couldn't really feel or grieve, you know, because I had to make sure she was laid to rest. And just forgiveness. I don't know why I keep saying that. I don't know who needs to hear it. It's not going to be easy, but forgiveness is so powerful. And God, like I said, God want to bless us. And sometimes blessing ain't always monetary. Sometimes blessing is a peace of mind. You get what I'm saying? Right now, I need a peace of mind. And so I don't look at God and see, God, what you going to do for me after this? You know, a lot of people say, Richard, you're strong. God got a blessing. You got to go through a breakthrough. And all of that stuff is cool. But at the end of the day, even if God don't do nothing else, and I'm not trying to be fake with y'all, like, even if I don't get the next role or I don't make the 100 grand or make all of that money, if God is with me, I'm going to be good. Because when I look back over my life, it's times where I could have, like, died, and he's been there with me. But at that time, I didn't see it then. But as I'm able to look back over my life, I'm like, the times where I couldn't walk, he carried me, you know? So stay encouraged, all right? Caller 4, who are you, and where are you calling from?
Wow. I am Angela. I'm calling from Union City, Georgia tonight. Wow.
Hello, Angela.
Wow. Ricardo. Wow, I'm over here speechless. I'm just, oh my God, like Mr. Charismatic. Every word that came out his mouth was like, I'm over here just, I'm on the porch and I'm just walking back and forth. Like, I'm not going nowhere. I'm listening. Like, I hear you. And I hope the world hears you tonight, because what you are saying is so on point, because everybody that I've been interviewing the last couple of weeks, that's all they've been saying. Go back and listen to my interview. When I tell you God is moving, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. You hold on to that, because you get it. You chose Jesus over yourself, baby. When they get what joy is, when they understand, it ain't about this material stuff. People out here missing, disappearing, we don't know where they at. And ain't nobody doing nothing about it. Like, we shouldn't have no peace at night. We shouldn't sleep. People telling me, you need to get rest, you need to do this. I'm still getting A's. I ain't slept in 48 hours.
Wow.
Every time at 5 a.m., I'm in prayer. 5 a.m. this morning, 7 a.m., I'm in prayer. Because when you say you got to listen, you got to listen, because he's speaking. And if you ain't hearing, you need to check yourself.
Right.
You need to check yourself. If you ain't hearing, you need to check yourself. But you on point, baby. And I don't care what try to come against you, baby. It will not prosper, just like he said. I've been saying it for months. The weapons, they going to come. But they will not prosper. His word is not going to return void. It's going to watch over us, who's performed and perfected in our lives. The tongue's going to rise, but guess what? They're going to be condemned too. Every knee shall bow. He send the grace and mercy one more day to get it right. If you listening, if you tune in tonight, you hearing this, it's for you. It ain't by chance. It's not circumstance. It's not an accident. It's not a mistake. This was ordained. Brother O, I thank you. Every time I come over here, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing and your obedience. Because you could have said no, but you answered the call. See, many are calls, but it's only few that answer. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I'm in the background. I may not come on here and talk every night, but I hear and see everything. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Queen of collaborations, love y'all. Y'all be blessed.
Love you too. Thank you. Wow, I'm so floored. So you guys, we're about to go to the track or whatever, but again, I don't never take anybody for granted, you know, at least I try not to. And I'm very grateful, and it's an honor and a privilege to be able to do the show and for you guys to hear my voice. And I'm from a small town in Trenton, New Jersey, and I'm just grateful. I'm going to just say that, very grateful. So track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Going up like I mentioned, I ain't got no reason to be tripping. I'ma keep back, take a listen. Can you tell me why? Tell me why you mad today, mad today, mad today. Can you tell me why you mad today, mad today, mad today? Tell me why you mad? Hey, tryna cash my check. I was chillin' at the workplace, too much stress. Had a mop in my hand, coulda lost my step. No stock in the kid, but I took my chance. Yeah, big Bentley on the road for a hot shot. I remember mama's cooking in the crock pot. 150 on my neck, like no sir. Yeah, I wear the same jacket, got no fur. Ayy,
Boy, I came from the wig, off Perry Lane Road. Gotta hang with the clique, see the kicks on the phone line. Gotta reminisce, made it through the pain. Yeah, we had to take the hits, I was pulling up the willies for the pork chop. They gon' have to feel me till my heart stop. I'm a wit town, baby, all day. Crazy how everything changed. Going up like a mansion, I ain't got no reason to be trippin'. I'ma keep back, take a listen. Can you tell me why? Tell me why you mad today, mad today, mad today. Can you tell me why you mad today, mad today, mad today? Tell me why you mad. Hey homie, why you mad, bro? You done came so far, where you at though? I know you in the game feeling like you pristine. Yeah, bitch pulling up with the whip clean. Is you mad cause you watching from the sideline? Is you mad cause you came up on the star sign? Nah, brother, I been chilling, it ain't my time. Tryna pop, but I had to see the guidelines. Hey, why you mad today? Old five skirt, no jazz today. I ain't had no money in the bag today. Mansion, ain't no point in being sad today. All 15 cranking all rats in the room. Talking 5 years later, God had me on the move. I was in the store cleaning mats with a vacuum. God spoke to me, why? Tell me why you mad today, mad today, mad today. Can you tell me why you mad today, mad today, mad today? Tell me why you mad today, mad today, mad today. Can you tell me why you mad today, mad today, mad today? Tell me why you mad.
This track has been given to you by the DJ legend, Olexi, and you know that.
All right, you guys. So we have a caller 5 in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tiana Speaks. I'm calling from Jersey. How are you?
Jersey in the building. Okay.
Yes, I am.
What part of Jersey?
Atlantic City. I'm from Atlantic City.
Okay, that's not that far. I live in Burlington.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is far. AC, I love AC.
Yeah. First, I wanted to say, number one, thank you for taking the step to affect change in people's lives. It is a testament of your character that you want to heal and help those without wanting anything in return. It says a lot. You know, so I wanted to, you know, personally thank you for that, you know. And I can hear the sincerity, and I can even just feel your spirit just over the airwaves, like I can feel it. So don't worry if anything you say, you know, people take it whether it's genuine or not. You know what your heart feels. You know what you feel in your spirit. That's all that matters. All that matters is what God is feeling when you are doing his work. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or thinks. So just please keep that in mind, you know. I also wanted to say something to
thank
anybody
you,
that's struggling.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Nope.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. No, I just wanted to thank you for that. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's like some confirmation. So I really appreciate you saying that part. I just wanted to say thank you for that, you know, before you said your next thing.
Yeah, I can tell you, well, before I go into the next thing I was going to say, I can tell you where I had an issue myself, you know, where, you know, 99 people love me, but one person had a problem, and I had to feel like I had to fix it. Like, why does this person have a problem with me, you know? And I know I didn't do anything, but at the end of the day, I realized sometimes, you know, rejection is God's protection. So, you know, every time that I went above and beyond to figure out what this person's problem was, I realized that, you know, they had a problem with themselves. It wasn't me. They had a problem with themselves. So they were fighting an internal battle, and I made myself a part of that because I needed to feel like, you know, oh, you need to know who I am. Like, you need to know what you're thinking about me isn't true. But at the end of the day, I wasn't supposed to know who that person. That person wasn't supposed to be graced with who I am. So just, you know, what I'm just telling you, I feel your spirit. Genuine recognizes genuine, and I recognize you as that. And I'm pretty sure lots of people who are listening do too. So that's all you need to know is just make sure, you know what you're doing. You know that you're doing God's work. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter what anybody says to you. When you take your last breath and you close your eyes at the very last time you ever do that, all that matters is where your heart was. And if you follow God's, you know, way, that's all that matters. Not what anybody says or thinks. None of that is relevant at the time you go in that ground, if that's where you decided it.
Wow. Thank you so much. Like, I felt that.
You know what I mean? Like, I felt it, like, what you just said. And it's so important because, like, you know, I don't know you or whatever, but it definitely feels genuine. And this is why I say, like, even on my show, like, it takes 2 seconds to say something kind to somebody. We all could pick each other apart. You get what I'm saying? But what does that do for us or the next person to say something negative about somebody, you know? And it's just like a kind word. You know, literally, like, before I got on this Facebook, right? I mean, before I got on here, I had saw in my hometown somebody jump from, like, a one of them low-income, like, you know, like an apartment that go by your income. Somebody jumped from the top, like a 4-story, and committed suicide. And this is what I just saw before I came on here. And it's just like, you never know. Just telling somebody, yo, I love you, or yo, you look good today, or I thought about you. You get what I mean? Because you never know, that could literally just change the trajectory of somebody's life. Somebody could feel like, yo, I'm not alone out here. You get what I mean? And I, like I said, I'm tired of seeing people around me hurting. You know, so that's why I'm always, and I let my listeners know, listen, your boy ain't perfect. I make mistakes. I'm in therapy twice a month. You get what I'm saying? Just about trying to get through my childhood trauma. You know, because I want to be the best version of myself. And I don't want to, you know, whatever I had going on, what I grew up in, like, I don't want to pass that stuff down to my kids. So, yeah, like, let's get this healing, you know, especially growing up in an urban community. We need that. So I just wanted to thank you, you know, for calling in and letting, and saying that. So, brother O, what's good, brother O?
We have what's a caller good? That's been waiting to call in, and it is our commissioner of our network, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Hi, Ms. Chinchilla.
Uh-oh, she muted herself the time she's trying to call in. All right, you got 5 seconds, Chinchilla. Go to the next caller. You there, Chip? All right. Got to go. All right, going to bring on another caller that's been waiting patiently. Caller number 6. You're on live right now with Ricardo Richard.
Hi, Ricardo. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you tonight?
How you doing? Philly, stand up. I love Philly, too. I've been telling everybody, my dad from Philly, so I love Philly. So shout out to Philly.
Yeah, I was listening to your show, and honestly, your testimony about healing is something else. It's nice to hear a young man talk about healing and trying to better himself, and the fact that you're in therapy just speaks to your character. So I just wanted you to know, I hear you, and just keep going, you know, because the fact that you want to do that tells you how loving you really are, you know?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, it's beautiful, 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 beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Wow. You keep going. Keep your head up.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Again, listeners, before I go into the next caller, don't forget to pray for y'all boy Ricardo, all right? Don't forget to send up a prayer. It takes 2 seconds. Lord, help Ricardo. Help Richard. I would appreciate it. It would be more than gold to me, all right? So caller 7, who are you and where are you calling from?
Right. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Hey, Ricardo, this is Dr. Chinchilla J, and I am truly enjoying your show tonight. I am enjoying your guest, Brother Charles, and all that you've been saying tonight, right on point. And first of all, before I say anything else, I want to give you my condolences to the loss of your stepmother. And my heart really goes out to you. I lost my father back in 2017, November 19th. And that was very hard for me. It was unexpected because he wasn't even sick. And losing a parent is very, very tough. And still today, from time to time, I'll have moments thinking about him. Something might happen. I just start thinking about him, and then I start when I get kind of emotional. So God will probably, with my mom, like my grandma has been gone now since 1992, and my mother still has times when she feels very, very sad and misses her mom. And so that's natural. It's natural. And I just pray that God will strengthen you and keep you encouraged in knowing that she loved you. She loved you dearly, and she's proud of you. And I was asking you, you're welcome. I was going to ask you a question, but you answered the question for me, because I was going to ask you if she died from cancer. And you, excuse me, you talked about unforgiveness a lot and the importance of people forgiving and not to keep that unforgiveness in their hearts. And I often talk to people about that too, because unforgiveness is so important. And, I have a thing I like to say to people, you know, forgive to live, because we have to forgive just as Christ forgave us. So you talked about the different types of hurt and pain that she felt within her heart from different things that happened, circumstances, situations, the trials and tribulations, the loss of loved ones, and different things that she experienced to cause her to feel bitter inside and to have unforgiveness. And unfortunately, so many people suffer in that area where they find it so hard to forgive people. And I just want everybody listening tonight to know that you definitely must forgive. And I'm not a religious woman, but a spiritual woman, a woman of God. And I am also a naturopathic doctor. And through the years, my mom and I, we both came to realize what cancer is. And I want everybody out there to hear me good. Cancer is a disease of unforgiveness. And what we've noticed, like in my ministry, and I believe that God is a healer, and I believe on laying on of hands, and that, you know, God still works the miracles that he worked back in the days of old. And I've watched people be healed from all types of diseases through the ministry. And I watched people, deaf people, ears open, mute people be able to talk, lame people be able to walk. And I watched people be healed from cancer as well. And they went back to the doctor, and, you know, the cancer was gone. And then later on, the cancer came back. And so we realized that with all of those people, the one thing they had in common, they had not forgiven. They still had unforgiveness in their hearts. And everybody that's listening tonight, if you know someone with cancer, ask them to search deep within themselves to figure out who it is that they did not forgive, so that they can begin to forgive, to live. And it's really crazy. It sounds crazy, but guess what? It's true. And even with the herbs, I've watched people be healed from cancer through the use of herbs, the programs that my mother and I put them on. And those people, the ones that took the herbs and forgave, guess what? They were healed and fine. And the herbs will heal you and get rid of the cancer even before you forgive someone. But then it comes back if you do not forgive. So it is important. So, Ricardo, I am so, so very proud of you tonight for this show, and with how you are definitely, like, really focusing on people to forgive people and not hold grudges and make amends with people and speak to those loved ones that you have not been speaking with because of something that happened in the past. You know, it's so sad that people live their lives like that, and you cannot, people. So reach out and touch. Reach out and call someone and tell them that you love them, because guess what? Tomorrow is not promised for you. It's not promised for me. It's not promised for them or anyone else. So it's so important to forgive and to love each other. And yesterday, I was in a play called The Glory Train Play that my mom had that vision for that play. Like decades ago, we used to do that play. And this was the first time we did that play in decades. And it's a play based upon people getting on board the glory train, and everybody's thinking they're going to heaven. And I don't know if y'all ever heard that song called "I Got a Robe, You Got a Robe, All God's Children Got a Robe." When I get to heaven, gonna put on my robe and gonna shout all over God's heaven. And then the end says, you know, everybody's talking about heaven ain't going near heaven. And so that play was the eye opener to a lot of people, because in this life, so many people think they're going to heaven, and some of those very people will not. And some of the people that we think are going to hell, guess what? We're wrong. And some of those very people will make it into the kingdom of heaven. So, yeah. But, Ricardo, I am so proud of you today. And congratulations again on your 9th all-time connection record tonight. And just keep up the good work. And God bless you also, Brother Charles.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Wow. Everything. Amazing, 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 amazing. 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 All right, track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
And I'm going to do a certain remix right now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just for all the listeners around the world, the prowess continues. We back in the wick.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how you gonna live as a Christian? Like, how you gonna live out a mission? Like, how you gonna roll through the city and pray for the homeless but not for the wicked? Used to sit in the pew as a critic. I would look up like y'all so religious. I'm like, this is for me, I admit it. I said, this is for me, I admit. Have some brothers who smoking a dank. I can't judge them, I know that I can't. Cause I looked at my mama with hate. I made all my music for me and promoted it so I could blow it one day. And God told me throw it away. Like people was passing the J. Went to college, he changed my life. 22 and I'm living for Christ. And now I'm about to marry my wife. And I ain't gon' marry her twice. I ain't rapping to put on the ice. Talking PB, we rolling the dice. Never lie on my head like light. But I gave him a heavenly swipe. I don't need my name in light. I'm just riding through the city in a focus. No cap, I was going through the motions. Got a devil saying do something bogus. I can't do that. I used to lust on them women until I find out where the truth at. Whenever you look at my life, you should see that is right. You should see where the fruit at. There's only one to look at. I was in middle school packing my book bag. This is my story, don't ask where my book at. I wasn't trying to fit in with the cool cat. I got my brothers, we rode through the city. It felt like my music had 2 fans. Back in the week, they was all trying to hit. Had a chip on their shoulder like Cool Ranch. I cannot give in, I'ma be who I'm made. Yeah, the industry wants you to change. Can't sell my heart to the game. I got loyalty deep in my veins. I bet. Think about life right now, I'm thankful. God's so great, you could always say thanks. I was on the quest, trying to pray for saints. Okay. From the scene a little bit, I'm great. I was so anxious, my heart would just beat, no patience. Until my mind started changing. I remember when my mama was 5. I remember when my daddy was 5. I remember moving so many times. God always kept the family alive. I tried to live with the weight on my back. Had so much on me, I cracked. I ain't trying to go back, I ain't trying to go back. I'll admit that, yeah. Like, how you gonna live as a Christian? Like, how you gonna live out a mission? Like, how you gonna roll through the city and pray for the homeless but not for the wicked? You just sit in the pew as a critic. I would look up like y'all so religious. I like, this is for me, I admit it. I said, this is for me, I admit it.
Another WBNN exclusive with your boy, Old Lad of Steve. I'm the greatest that ever did it, baby.
All right, you guys. Caller 8, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, peace. My tribal name is Huni Bakatun, and my pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. How you doing, young man of God? I just want to say congratulations to you. Thank you for bringing these inspirational shows, honors to your special honored guest, and much respect. A lot of the callers who's all about what you're going through. You know, always praying for you, but sure, you know, it's only a transition from this life into another form, okay, or how, okay, just rest assured. The only thing that we miss is that physical attachment, but, you know, treasure those memories. Don't let destroy the joy and that you always in both of y'all book of life, the one who made the transition as well as yours that's constantly being written each day, that you get up and each night that you return back to sleep, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. I always feel like I mess up your name, so I don't even want to try to say it, but thank you. I appreciate it so much. All right, you guys. So we have another caller in queue. Caller 9, who are you and where are you calling from?
Greetings. Yeah, this is Ambassador Waudette Mentuhotep L of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, representing A&M University. You know, I like to say that I'm enjoying the topic about said spiritual journeys and challenges that have been overcome by yourself and your guests. And the messages that have been provided reveal the essence of humans reaching out to the power that created the light of life within them, allowing them to be able to reach out to help round out their actions, to have them level and square. And gratitude to yourself, host Ricardo Richard, and your guests. I've been definitely enjoying the show and the music too. You know, thank you, DJ Oladsky.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. All right, caller 10, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you, Ricardo? This is Antonia Batts.
Hello.
I just want to say, you know, wonderful. I just wanted to say congratulations on your Darling Lawrence award that you won for the show. But, you know, your co-hosts are very kind in the way they express what they appreciated about you. So I don't have to continue to, you know, rabble on about it. But I really like that part about how you're talking about an act of saying a kind word may prevent a person from committing suicide, because I've seen people who look as though they rely on the kindness of a person who they don't even have to know, just to be able to say that they don't want to take their last breath if they can get a glance from them and hear what they need to hear in order to keep moving. So you keep up the good work, and I like your faith that you still have and you maintain in God that keep you motivated as well. So you take care, and, you know, I look forward to talking on some of the other people's shows. It's a shame I can't make everybody's, but I really had to say, when it comes to the issue of suicide, since I've heard about that from time to time, it's good to hear somebody comment on that. And you have a good night, Ricardo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and just, you know, just wanting to, you know, just talk to us and the guests. I appreciate it. Track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Peace, it's all in my veins, yeah. Enough about me, I know the people just want
wanna be free. I know the one who carry the key. We cannot be who they tell us to be. Never let down, we back on our feet.
Welcome to the other side. I live my life like it's my only night. Who you gon' run to in your darkest times? Don't run it from it, I done made up my mind.
Wait on me. It's crazy to think in America freedom ain't promised. They saying just wait on me. It's easy to say as a white man that it's all okay. Imagine you inside a system that never did love you. What you gonna say? How can we be so blind? This where I'm crossing the line. This is my time. I speak to the people that think it's okay to see black folk die. What if your son died and they told you mama don't cry? Pissing off off of the lie. God don't see the other side. God want them all alive. God want them all alive.
Welcome to the other side.
All right, you guys, I felt like this show was like therapy for me. You get what I mean? It's like I'm letting you guys in my living room, you know. This is therapy. So I just wanted to tell my guests, I want to thank my guests for coming on. We definitely going to do a part two. So we're going to pick up the conversation next month because there's so much more we got to dive into. Thank you, Charles, so much. Can you tell them your social media? Your Facebook, Instagram, anything, if anybody wanted to reach out to you?
I'm going to reach out to everybody, but I just want to say thank you for having me on here today. Thank you for, allowing me to share just a part of my testimony with your colleagues, your co-hosts, and everyone, all the beautiful words that were shared. I could feel and hear the fire of the Holy Spirit working through you as it always does. And yes, forgiveness is a part of my testimony as well, and you have to forgive. So I am definitely going to, plus one that one as well. But I don't have a shout out. I guess shout out to my mom, my aunt, my family, everybody who came and listened, the brothers from the men's group. I'm going to be sharing and spreading this as far and as wide as I can to get as many people as I can to hop on here, because somebody needs this word that isn't currently hearing this word. So, again, thank you for having me on here.
Of course, brother. Of course. All right, you guys, it's Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
All right, not Brother O, but his Dr. Chinchilla J. WNN has advertising doing Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Maleba Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com for our mother's and father's favorite producer. I am Dr. Chinchilla J, WBNN Commissioner. Saying good night and good luck to all the forces, all the people out there on Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And make sure you stay tuned tomorrow night for A&M University, Brother Wajet Mentuhotep L. 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night, Eastern Daylight Time, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now back to you, Ricardo Richard.
All right, you guys. Sorry, Chinchilla, for that. Oh, now I know Chinchilla. All right, you guys, again, I just wanted to thank you guys for this show. Listen, we are going to go on the road to healing. You know, I really feel like that's like one of my callings to just, of course, bring people to Christ, but also allow them to heal through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, and also healing through mentally, just going through therapy and talking about some things that may have triggered us in our childhood, and we might be stuck in certain areas, and for us to grow, elevate. This is the only time I'm going to quote Lauryn Hill. She said that anything that's not growing is dying. So as people, we have to grow. You know, we can't be afraid to grow. We can't be afraid of change. And I know it's scary, but we should be scared to be stuck and by staying the same. You know, we should constantly want to grow and elevate and evolve and become a best version of ourselves. So I want to let you guys know I have an amazing series called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. And it's on Facebook and Instagram. You can also follow us on YouTube. It's just called Bitter and Broken Web Series. Third season will be out on the top of the year. I thank you guys. I love you guys so much. Again, I'm just a young boy, you know, from my East Trenton that just really, really want to be used by God and that really loves God. And As I close, all I want from God, you guys, is a well done. You know, that's it. That's it. I just want a well done. And I hope that my Heavenly Father, my Abba Father, my best friend Jesus Christ is proud of me. And I hope you guys are proud of me too. And please, please keep me in prayer. I hope you guys have a good night. Have a good morning. When you get up tomorrow morning, please, you guys, as you pray to God, find something to be grateful for. You guys have a good night.
Been so good, even so good, girl. He's been so, so good. He's been so good to me. He's been so good. Snatch me straight out that funeral. Ooh, I can't wait to see your eyes one day. I've been thinking about it, and it's a blessing just to think that I can think about it. I know some people been searching and so they drank about it, but for the cup I drink from will never run. It's what my life on. Ask for a life vest. He said, son, this is lifelong. Holy Spirit driven. Had to learn to keep the brights on. Putting God in a box like seeing Shaq with some tights on. Well, I've been loosened by the grip of the python. I shed skin, new hymns. I got Christ on. Here is